Welcome to the Junior Golf Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping parents and juniors navigate through the journey of junior golf. From fitness to mental coaching, we cover it all on this podcast. Here's your host, Ro Thompson.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Junior Golf Podcast. I'm your host, Ro Thompson. And man, we have a special guest in the building tonight. And we have none other than Ethan Boyette from North Carolina. How you doing, Ethan?
Doing great. Hope you are.
Good, good, man. Good to have you on. Thank you for agreeing to do this podcast. Just want to say, first of all, congratulations on your win at the Harivarna Invitational. Congratulations. How did that feel?
I felt great. Felt really good. A lot of hard work pays off.
Yeah. We're going to talk about it in a minute. I know it's really tough when you got to play two different courses in the tournament. You know, you got Kramer Mountain and then you got Gaston Country Club, two different courses. And so I think that's what makes it even more special when you can actually, you know, win a tournament playing two different courses. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, sir. I would agree with that.
Good, good. All right. Well, listen, let's get into it a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the game of golf.
Yeah, well, first of all, my name is Ethan Boyette from Wilson, North Carolina. And, you know, I've played golf since I could remember, you know. I think I started probably around like 2 years old whenever I could walk, you know, like with plastic clubs. My dad, he's a PGA professional. He's always taught golf. And so I kind of grew up around it. You know, my older brother plays. He's trying to make it pro right now. He's playing on the G Pro tour and stuff.
That's good.
Other than golf, I kind of like to hunt and just hang out with friends, you know. I just like to compete. I love to compete with in almost everything I can, you know.
Right, so. Right. Okay, good, good. And who got you in the game of golf again?
My dad.
Your
my
dad? Dad got it. All right. Now he's a player too?
He can play, yes, sir. He can play. He can putt the eyes out of the ball for sure.
All right, good. Now when did you start beating him?
probably around like 14 or 15, you know.
Okay.
14
okay.
or 15, you know. He's been really able to play. He's had a lot of like some elbow surgeries and knee surgeries from just over the years, I guess. But he can still play.
Oh, go ahead.
Sir?
Oh no, yeah, you said he's been having some knee surgeries.
Yeah, he had an elbow surgery and a knee surgery, so that's kind of slowed him up a little bit.
Okay.
But he's still playing for sure.
Still playing? Good, good, good. And so when you first got started in golf, Ethan, did it come easy or was it hard? How was it for you?
It was not easy, you know. it was not easy for sure, you know.
Right.
I feel like I had a little bit of kind of gifted talent, just a little bit, you know, but not, you know, not on that prodigy level, you know, that some
right.
people have. But a lot of hard work to have to get where you are. But my dad's preached that to me over the years that you just got to work your butt off.
That's true. That's true. Now you're a junior, right?
I'm a senior in high
you're
school.
You're a senior. Okay. Okay. Good. 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 All right. So this is the finale, right?
Yes, sir. It is.
All
yes,
right.
sir. It is.
Good. Now, why do you like playing golf, Ethan?
Like I said, I'm just a big competitor. I love to compete, you know, whether it's anything I do, but I just love going out there and trying to get better every day and just compete. You know, I love playing with my brother, compete with him. He's a very good player.
Right.
And that's really what drives me the most, my competitive nature.
Okay. Good. That's good, man. Good, good, good. And so talk to us a little bit about your practice routine, Ethan. Obviously, you've got a solid practice routine. Your game is getting, you know, a lot better. You know, you're shooting some really good scores right now. Take us through your, like, day-to-day practice routine.
Right. So, I would definitely, I've last and for the last like year and a half, I've started to get in the gym. So either later in the afternoon or in the morning, I'll definitely go to the gym, and work a lot on flexibility is my main goal. But I do lift a good amount of weights as well. So I'll go usually. I'll start at the putting green and I'll work on some lag putting first is what I like to get the speeds of the greens. I'll do a lot of lag putting. And then I hop on I have a little, I'm trying to think of what it's called. It's this mat that's just got a line that I'd really just work on just seeing getting behind the ball, setting it up. I putt it from like 5 feet, just a straight putt, and just seeing the putter just aim dead center. And just stroke those 5 footers, really working on the setup, and I kind of make sure everything's where I want it. I have a certain, width I like my feet to be, so I have like a something that keeps up with that, and so some technical things with the putting, and then I go into chipping usually, just some pitch shots around the green, and then I'll go to the range and be there for, a good amount of time working. Last 2 years, I believe I watched like this YouTube video on Jordan Spieth and how he works on his creativity on the range. He's just like a he imagines like a big old tic-tac-toe board out there. So that's I think something that's helped me a lot. I've tried to get a little bit more creative on the practice range, and I've kind of incorporated that into my practice. Other than just being everything technique, a lot of feel stuff for me.
That's good, man. That's good. So, good practice routine. Sounds like you got a good practice routine. And so, again, congrats on the HV3 being the winner of that tournament. What do you feel like that tournament, as far as like how hard it is to go from Kramer to Gaston or Gaston to Kramer? What's your take on that? Which one did you play first?
Let's see. I played Kramer first.
Okay.
Kramer played pretty windy.
Right.
It wasn't too windy. But it was kind of a few holes that were a little bit open. They played a little bit more windier than others. But
Right.
I just knew I got the putter just got really hot at Kramer.
Good.
I was able so putter got hot. So that was really nice. I hit the ball pretty well. But I just had a big number on a hole. I mean, I got off to a pretty hot start and then had a big number and then kind of had a really pretty good bounce back. So I was feeling really good heading into the next day at Gaston and started out with a big number on the first hole. So, yeah, so I had to come back from that as well. So that was a battle in itself, but it was really windy at Gaston the next day. So after I made that big number, I didn't really panic. I just kind of knew if I could just stay in it, just give myself a chance coming down to the stretch, it would. To fare out well for him.
That's good, man. That's good. It's a tough tournament. Kramer Mountain's tough, and Gassens is kind of open, but at the same time, it can jump up and bite you.
He can't.
It really can. So that's a big deal. And now, what are some of the other tournaments that you felt like you what like what are some of your favorite tournaments that you've played other than that Harold Varner this year?
Let's see. I gotta put hands down the U.S. Junior. I got to play in the U.S. Junior at Daniel Island this past year. That was a
Nice.
great
Nice.
experience. Didn't play my best, but it was still great.
Right.
Always great to be out there.
Listen, hey, Daniel Island's tough. My son John, he played there, and in the qualifier. But it's a tough course, especially if you're not driving the ball accurately. It's a really tough course. I think
Yes.
the when they did the qualifier, the rough was already high,
Yeah.
and they told us that they had no plans on cutting the rough when
That
the main field came in.
rough was it was pretty brutal. But I mean, I think out there I think a big part of it is with it being that big of a tournament and everything considered, I think it's if you, the you have to miss it in the right spots because you can put yourself in some places out there where you just cannot really get it in the hole until around the green. So I think that's a big part of it.
Right. Now, do you feel like you're playing your best golf ever?
For sure. I definitely think I am.
Right.
Hopefully, I try to just get better every day. That's one thing I like to tell myself. Just hopefully just keep this up. And just keep on getting better.
That's the key. Now, what would you say to aspiring junior golfers, 10, 12, 14 coming up? What would you tell them to make the journey a little bit smoother?
I think that I would have to tell them that, everybody is different. You don't have to play good when a certain player is playing good. It's such a long process,
Yeah,
and
right.
it's such a long process in this
Yeah.
golf game. And I think that you would just have to find your love for the game. You got to find your why. And I think when you find your why, that really just drives you. I've always lived by the term that, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard,
Right.
You
It's a
gotta
good
work your butt
motto.
off. Yes, sir.
Really good. Really good. And so for you, Ethan, when you're having a bad day on the course, what do you try to tell yourself to kind of keep calm, keep collected? What do you tell yourself when you're having a rough day?
Well, I just try to focus on the fact that it's just golf, It's a game right now. It's not life or death,
Right.
Until I turn professional and then it's becoming a job.
Work for a
It's
living.
just golf right now. For a living, it's just golf right now. Just keep your head up. And usually I just tell myself, in tournament play, I just try to tell myself there's a lot of holes left. Usually there's a lot of holes left, so just keep your head up and you never know what can happen.
That's awesome. Awesome. Yes. And again, y'all, we're here with Ethan Boyette from Wilson, North Carolina. Harold Varner Invitational winner. We also have a live chat going. If you have any questions for Ethan, drop it in the chat and we'll be sure to get that question answered on the podcast. Well, Ethan, congratulations on your decision to go to UNC Wilmington, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
Very,
sir.
very good golf team, highly ranked. What ultimately led to your decision to go to UNCW?
Yeah, a big part of it was the coach.
Good.
I really love the coach down there. Coach Bowden is great. Coach Taylor is great. Also, the guys down there, very welcoming when I was down there.
That's good.
They have a great team. The guys on there are great. And another part, they get to play some great golf courses down there. That was another big part for me. Some place where I really feel like I can develop as a player,
Good.
to make it my living one day. So I kind of just looked like a great fit for me.
Right.
Saw myself doing well in the classroom that well as well there. So that was big.
That's good. Now, was the recruiting process, Ethan, was it a little nerve-wracking? Or was it pretty smooth for you?
It wasn't like smooth, but
Okay.
I definitely it was not smooth. It definitely had its slow times, and it's
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to play in the U.S. Junior at Bandon Dunes my like sophomore summer or something,
Oh,
like two
that's
years
awesome.
ago.
Yeah, I
So
remember.
that really helped to kickstart that, and I got to play well there. Just missed I got in a playoff to make the cut and missed it, but that really helped kind of kickstart that recruiting process for me.
That's good.
So, it kind of just ever since that, I mean, it definitely went a little bit smoother than it was going.
Good, good. And I wanted to ask you, I think I've heard some feedback already. Would you like to give the next level a shot?
The next level? Oh,
PGA.
100%.
Yeah, for sure.
I would
Okay.
love to try. I would love to try. That's
Good.
been a dream of mine my whole life, and I would love to do this for a living.
Good. It's tough. It's tough out there. You sure you want to grind out there on the tour?
I'm down for it. I
Yeah.
love I love to compete. I think I go out there and hope and thrive.
Good. 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 Now, what's your dream foursome? If you could put together a dream foursome, anybody, it could be family,
Right.
PGA Tour player, who would your dream foursome be along with you?
I think I definitely have to put Tiger in there.
Okay.
And then Rory, I've always loved Rory. He's always just been a, kind of a role model for me. I just love watching Rory, his swing and just how he carries
Yeah.
himself. And then also Jordan, because kind of my growing up for me, that's kind of when he was in his heyday. He was
Right.
really just playing so good in that little 2014 to 17, 18 years. I mean, it was just fun to watch, especially I was kind of like right there when I started watching golf a lot and
Right.
watching him play good, and just his short game is just incredible.
Yeah.
Being able to soak in information from all them would be great.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So Tiger, Rory, and
Jordan.
Jordan, right. Okay.
Jordan Spieth.
Being fortunate. All right, good, good, good. Now, you've played a lot of golf. What would be your probably top three courses that you've ever played?
Let's see. Number one, I'm going to put Bandon Dunes.
Okay.
Okay. The number two, I would have to put Pinehurst number two.
Okay.
And then number three, I'd definitely put Roaring Gap. I
Okay.
got to play. That place was in. There was a CGA event out there a few years ago, and that place
Okay.
was just sweet condition. It was really nice.
Wow. So it left a pretty good impression on you, right?
Yes, sir, it did.
Good.
Did.
Good. And what do you and what's in the bag, Ethan? What you
What's in the
carrying around?
bag?
What what's helping you to score these low scores and win all these tournaments now?
Right now I got the QI10 driver, 3 wood and 5 wood in the bag,
Okay.
and then irons, pitch and wedge through 4 iron. I have the TaylorMade P7 MCs,
Okay.
and then I just wedges. I got the MG4s,
Right.
and
Good bag.
then the putter. I got a TaylorMade Reserve B29, I think is what it's called.
Okay. Is it more of a mallet or a blade?
It's a blade. It's
Blade.
a
Okay.
blade. Yeah.
Good. Good. Good deal. Good deal. And so this has been an incredible journey for you, Ethan. Getting ready to go to probably, if I'm not mistaken, Wilmington's a top 50 school.
I think right now they're like 70
Yeah, 70.
something.
Okay. So I know they're around in that area. So that's, good quality school. As you in your junior golf journey in a couple of months, who would you love to give thanks to, whether it's family, coach, just to show your appreciation on the podcast?
Definitely my parents. They have, my dad being there with me every step of the way on the course.
You know they sacrifice a lot, right?
They do. They sacrifice so much. My mom being there off the
Shout out to
course.
mom and dad.
Shout out to them for sure. I mean, they have
Right.
been there with me from the start for sure. They have
Right.
never let me.
Good. Anybody else besides mom and dad? Any coaches? Your brother probably texting you saying, "Now you're not gonna give me a shout out."
No, I definitely give my shout out to my brother and my sister. My sister doesn't play. She used to play when she was a little
Okay.
bit younger. My brother for being there and giving me a source of competition and someone to look up to every day. I get to practice with them every day, so that's a great bond there.
Good, good, good. Now, how can our listeners reach out to you on social media if they have a question or two for you?
Yeah, my Instagram is Ethan Boyette underscore, and then I really only have Instagram. That's
That's it, just Instagram.
just Instagram.
Well,
I think
listen,
I'm.
that's all you need. That other stuff will take too much attention. Get too much attention.
Yes, sir.
That's good. That's good. All right, man. Well, listen, thank you for being a guest on the Junior Golf Podcast tonight. We want to thank you. We want to wish you well, and we want you to play your best this summer. We want you to have an outstanding college career. And maybe we'll see you on the PGA Tour, right?
Yes, sir. I hope so. Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, hang tight, okay?
Thank you for listening to the Junior Golf Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you enjoyed this new episode. And if you did, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please share this episode with others who may be interested in this topic. Also, feel free to let us know what topics you'd like to see covered in future episodes. Get in touch in the comments or on any of our social media networks. See you next week for a new episode.